Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Amazon Music and the IR Radio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audio.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details in a few moments. Great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon edition, a little shorter than normal, of the program All Around TV's current and future. 54 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, a quite dreary, rainy day so far, but we hope to have some sunshine before the end of the day and into the weekend. And we'd love to hear from you, especially with a comment that we'll be delivering before this half hour is up. So give us a call, 646-652-2906, and be in the conversation. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere or catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And if you're shy about the phone, that is no problem with us because we got a chat room ready for you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So go ahead and use it if you like. And while the program is on the air, you can connect with us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Spreaker, TuneIn screen, follow the instructions, and other people will be live with you. And before we do our extended comment, we've got some news notes for you. So far in last night's competition of presidential candidate town halls at the identical hour, Joe Biden is the early leader. Initial Nielsen data estimates Biden's ABC town hall drew 13.9 million viewers, compared to 13.1 million people watching Donald Trump's meet on NBC. The Trump viewership includes people seeing it on MSNBC or CNBC. Both cable networks ran the Trump town hall live. Final Nielsen results will be posted later today. With 2.5 months remaining this year, Ratched looms as Netflix's big new scripted series of 2020. Officials at Netflix report 48 million households watched Ratched within the first month of its rollout. Separately, for the weekend, September 20th, Netflix's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest prequel headed Nielsen's top 10 list of programs streamed via smart TV products. The Sarah Paulson starring series has a two-season commitment at Netflix. And now there are a bunch of quickies for you. First, we start with a pair from ABC. A Black Lady sketch show writer, Akilah Green, is working on Nate, a comedy about a Washington, D.C. dive bar and the frequent patrons who populate it. Elsewhere, 2020 Tony Award nominee Adrian Warren, playing Tina Turner in the Broadway musical Smash Tina, will co-star in ABC's Women of the Movement miniseries. She will portray the mother of 1955 lynching victim Emmett Till. Season 2 of Truth Be Told on Apple TV Plus will bring Kate Hudson aboard in a co-starring role opposite Octavia Spencer. Sony Entertainment will try to land U.S. Tourista Interface, a drama mixing fantasy with esports. Production will be taking place early 2021 in Taiwan and Australia. No U.S. clearance has been announced yet. HBO's acclaimed documentary The Vow will get a second season next year. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is scheduled to make an announcement tonight that may have TV consequences. We will let you know if that happens on Monday's program. And in the late-breaking developments this last hour, Peter Roth, for more than 2 decades, the head of Warner Brothers Television Group, is stepping down early next year. He says that the situation is not involved with the state of musical chairs going on at Warner Media and other large TV media companies. We don't know where Roth will be going. He did showcase his announcement in an email to his colleagues at Warner Brothers Television earlier today, and was confirmed also by one of the other key executives of Warner Brothers TV, Ann Sarnoff. Once again, Peter Roth will be stepping down as chairman of Warner Brothers TV Group after more than 2 decades in the helm this next year, early 2021. And that is news notes for today. I'll be back in a moment with an extended comment about a side of Spanish language television that deserves to get bigger, not smaller, bigger. Spanish language scripted TV produced in the United States. But first, we have some words from our great sponsor at Audible.com. Have you heard about the new John Grisham audiobook? That's right, John Grisham audiobook is another great legal drama from him. It's called The Time for Mercy. And you can get it right now with a trial subscription to Audible.com. In case you don't know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, inspiration. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, IR Radio, and Amazon Music. What you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, that one-month trial and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And by the way, if you are an Amazon Prime customer already, you get an even bigger bargain. You get your choice of two audiobooks, plus you get a separate catalog called Audible Plus that gives you in exclusive access to podcasts, health and wellness material, and the great lineup of Audible Originals. That's original audio productions, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway original theater, and great one woman and one man shows. And remember, that's all for you with your two-book trial run and being an Amazon Prime customer. So how about checking it out right now? AudibleTrial.com/television. You know, it makes a great gift for anyone you know. We've got Halloween coming up, and then, of course, the big duo of Thanksgiving and Christmas with Hanukkah and all the other holidays of the season. So how about suggesting to you or someone you love, hey, how about a very interesting gift that lasts a lifetime? The gift of getting in touch with the world through Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com will really help you get in touch with the world in a very sound way. For that free one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. And now an extended comment. At the end of this week, I looked at a lot of different topics to take a shot at today. We're doing it because we were supposed to have a guest, and the guest unfortunately could not make it. I was thinking about, everything from the latest moves of executive musical chairs, like Peter Roth stepping down as host at Warner Brothers TV Group. I was thinking about some of the interesting news notes that popped up throughout the week. I was even thinking about Simple Market Suite. We had executive producers on back on Monday. But I was provoked to do the following comment on two things. First, yesterday, The Hollywood Reporter published a letter from some of the top Latino producers, writers, and directors in the field of television entertainment. You should see that letter. If you haven't seen the letter, you ought to go to The Hollywood Reporter's website after this program and read it all the way through. It is a great letter. And basically it says, it is time for all of us, for all this medium, to dramatically expand the access that we as Latinos have to create content for a medium we love. And it's time for partnership, and it's time for camaraderie, and it's time for all networks, broadcast, cable, multicast, and networks on smart TVs and smart devices, to keep in mind that the Latino community is a fast-growing community, over 60 million people. And it's going to get bigger and bigger. Over 100 million is the projection within the next 20, 25 years. And by the way, that does not include the number of illegal immigrants in the millions already in this country, and not counted. If you haven't checked out this letter, do check it out. It's a beauty. And the second situation was that for the last 3 days, I've been listening to a conference out of Los Angeles, a virtual conference called LTX Fest. Never heard of it before. Well, LTX Fest is out to bring more Latinos into the technology field. And yes, maybe through technology, TV content as well. In fact, Comcast NBC Universal is one of the major sponsors. And as I mentioned in the news notes, tonight, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, is scheduled to make an announcement that may have consequences in the television field and the technology field at LTX. And if he does make that announcement, we'll have it for you on Monday. And I have to say, the conversation has been really terrific. This is a super event that's been going on. And frankly, there should be a similar event for TV content. And I hope that LTX Fest will, either in their purview or somebody else's purview, do that. So with those two things in mind, LTX Fest and the letter by Latino producers, actors, stars, writers in The Hollywood Reporter, on we go. One of the great things I've been covering over the last 40 years as a journalist covering television is the world of Spanish language television. I've been covering it almost from the get-go. When I started covering it 40 years ago, there was only one national network on the air, SIN, now Univision. At this moment in 2020, Latino viewers and viewers at large have an incredible variety of networks at their disposal. Plenty of broadcast networks, Univision, Telemundo, Azteca America, Estela TV, Estela Media, and others, cable networks, All News, All Sports, CNN, Espanol, ESPN Deportes, Fox Deportes, Gold TV, the old soccer channel, and networks of votes, novelas, health, fitness, etc., etc., in Espanol. And then there is the growing number of television networks going on smart TV sets and smart devices, many of which are from independent players and many from people of color. One of them we've covered that is dealing with Spanish language television, Canelo TV, back in May. And when you look at what's being offered, things have come a long way, especially when it comes to television produced in the United States. When I started covering SIN, practically all the programming was not from the United States. It was from Mexico. It was from Argentina. It was from Puerto Rico. It was from Spain. It was from Brazil. It was from Portugal. Zip, or near zip, from the United States. And over the last 40 years, especially in the area of journalism and unscripted television, there has been huge progress. When SIN was around in 1980, there was no morning newscast. In fact, it was in 1981 that they started a newscast called Mundo Latino. Now, every broadcast network in Spanish has a 3 or 4 hour morning news program. Some of them have game shows. Estrella TV has the 100 Dineros show, the Family Feud program that Fremantle has been presenting in Spanish, making it in the United States. We've seen shows like Miki and Baila, the Dancing with the Stars show, and beauty pageants, and 60-minute type shows like on Univision every week. We've seen newscasts on not just at the 6:30 hour, but late night, some Nightline style. And also in recent years, midday newscasts, some of which are on simultaneously on social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And more recently, in the case of Telemundo, we have seen some interesting developments in terms of presenting shows like The Voice in Spanish, The Wall in Spanish, the Amazing Race type show, Exelton of South News, which is a big, big hit, which runs 2 hours a night, 7 to 9 o'clock, recently ended its last set of episodes, and this week launched its most ambitious game show, 2 hours a night, El Domo de Dinero, The Money Dome, with a top prize of $500,000. When it comes to sports, same thing. Practically all the major sports now and the major sports events, which were never covered by Spanish language television a decade, 2 decades ago, now they are. The World Series, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals just recently on ESPN Deportes, the college football playoff, and we even have NFL games. For example, this year, for the first time, Universo, which is Telemundo's sister network, is running all the Sunday night football games on NBC. And Fox Deportes is now running a weekly Sunday afternoon game from their Fox lineup in English. There are still some sports that have not gotten through. We still haven't seen the Stanley Cup Finals in Spanish. We still haven't seen the NCAA tournament in Spanish, even though some college basketball games are regular season. The Olympics, of course, also in Spanish. Summer, yes, winter, no. So we still got some work to do there. And let's face it, it's come a long way. And here's what's not come a long way. Spanish language scripted television, weekly, daily, or nightly, produced in the United States with U.S. Latino producers, writers, directors, technicians. When I raise this subject about why we don't see that, or very rarely see that, what executives at different networks tell me is we don't have the budgets because we don't have the advertising base. And I understand that. And it took a long time, over these last 40 years, for Spanish language television networks to get a huge advertising base. And boy, they are getting it now. You look at Spanish language television, national ad breaks, it's everybody from Procter & Gamble to Duvago. So let's raise the question again. Why are we not seeing a tidal wave of Spanish language scripted shows produced in the United States? Why is it sort of one at a time? Until an announcement this week, the last scripted television show on Telemundo was Betty and Nueva York, produced in Miami and New York. Great show. Stands tall with the Ugly Betty shows of the past, and of course the Ugly Betty English language version starring America Ferrera on ABC. Beautifully done. It was a wonderful family-friendly show. Wonderfully written, great characters, with a lot of U.S. actors involved, and produced in the United States. And yet, we don't see a major push into Spanish language scripted television produced here. We're still seeing Univision take most of its Spanish language shows from Televisa in Mexico, and they don't produce shows here. Telemundo, since Bay New York, a lot of their novellas have been produced overseas, produced in Mexico, produced in Argentina, elsewhere, and not in the United States, until an announcement, I'll get to that announcement in a moment, and over and over and over and over and over again. For me, it is no longer an excuse that the lack of advertising is preventing a marketplace for Spanish language television here in the United States, produced in the United States by the U.S. Latinos. So it was nice news yesterday to find out that Telemundo, with their studio, their big studios in Miami, is launching a rom-com nightly series early next year with stars and produced in the United States. Why is that the exception rather than the norm in 2020? I'm sorry, I can't buy that. Seeing what I'm seeing with Spanish language television advertising, booming, I can't for the life of me understand why we are still back in 1980 when it comes to scripted TV produced here. The talent is here. And it's in New York, and it's in Miami, and it's in Texas, and it's in Los Angeles, and it's in Chicago. It's all over the map. It's in Albuquerque. It's all over the map. And by the way, if Univision, which is about to change management, or Telemundo others, are not willing to step up, how about Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus and others stepping up? Netflix has done Spanish language television before, like El Chapo, which, by the way, was done on Univision first before Netflix had it. They've done Spanish language TV. They're doing a great job. How about producing shows here? How about you, Hulu? How about you, CBS All Access, going to be Paramount Plus? How about you, Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus? Get in the game here. Let's provide some competition. If the Spanish language networks do not want to do it, hey, the mega programming services, Peacock, HBO Max, get in there. You know the talent is out there. They're willing to go. Read that Hollywood Reporter letter. And I get it was mostly devoted to English language television, but the same thing could go with Spanish language TV also. It's time for scripted television in Spanish, in bilingual, as well as English, with U.S. Latinos at the helm to fly. There is no more excuses. Time for people to take action. And trust me, the advertisers will follow. Give them the opportunity to do so. And by the way, let me remind you that Latinos have led the way along with other communities of color in the movement with smart TV sets and smart TV devices. You want to know why 80% of all U.S. households now have these products? And I'm sure more have now because of Amazon Prime Day and what Walmart is doing? Simple. People of color led the way. Latinos, African Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, etc. The Spanish language community deserves to see quality programming produced in this country as much as in others. And if you make it, if you build it, as that wonderful phrase from Field of Dreams always says, they will come. The advertisers will come and the viewers will come. It's time. So to all those networks out there, get Espanol in your bailiwick. Produce, produce, produce. Let's give competition to Mexico and Puerto Rico and Argentina and Spain and all the other Latin American countries producing shows. We're giving you a home, and that's great. By the way, I'm not saying don't take those shows. I'm saying produce more here. Let's go. We got the networks out there. We got the talent in here. Let's make the connection, and let's do it now. And trust me, I think all those writers that Hollywood Reporter letter will thank you. They're chomping at the bit to do Spanish as well as English language programming for their community. And so is the next generation of television makers. So let's make it happen, folks. I'd like to hear what you think. Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're from. And you can also find me on Facebook at Simon Applebaum and on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. We have two episodes of Tomorrow Be Televised coming your way next week, Monday and Friday at this very hour. And coming up next Friday, we got two good guests coming your way. We had a lot of feedback on our interview on Monday with top strategist Steve LeBlanc. And I hope we'll have him back, by the way, for the end of the year. Well, we have another top strategist in the world of television, particularly in the world of entertainment, marketing, and promotion. His name is Lee Hunt. And he's got a lot of interesting thoughts about where we're going in this TV world and the fact that if it's going to work, it's got to be promoted to you, the public. So he'll be with us a week from today. Also, we'll have one of the key people behind Whistle TV, one of the top popular networks that are getting viewed by smart TV sets and smart devices. His name is Whitman Gimlick, and you'll enjoy, I think, meeting him as well. Excuse me. And 2 weeks from today, among our guests, we'll have a key executive at Home and Garden Television. Earlier this week, they announced that coming up next month, the popular actress Lorraine Bracco, remember her from The Sopranos, Goodfellas, Married to the Mom, well, she's getting involved in a new HGTV series called My Big Italian Adventure. Remember the movie Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane? You know, Diane Lane goes overseas to get some rest and relaxation and ends up having to renovate a big mansion in the Tuscan region of Italy? Well, similar deal here with some twists. So we'll talk about My Big Italian Adventure, which begins in November with one of the key executives at Home and Garden Television, Lauren Rush. So be sure to join us. That's 2 weeks from today right here. We have some other interesting people that we are trying to get on in future episodes. So tune us in, and while you're at it, we also like to hear from you starting Monday with our new classic trivia question. We'll post it for you on Monday. By the way, again, thanks to Ryan Lerman of Coral Springs, Florida, for getting the answer to our question this week. The prizes are out, by the way. So we'll have a new question for you on Monday and a new prize. And when you hear it, email me if you know the answer, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're emailing from. And if you get the question, you get the prize. If we don't get a winner by the end of Monday, we'll post the question Tuesday morning on Facebook and on Twitter. So watch out and be with us. We'll have that new question no matter what. And you could be our next winner. Let's go for our second weekly winner in a row, okay? Okay. One more time, I want to thank all of our guests who were on the air this week. We have the executive producer of Supermarket Sweep. Don't forget that begins with Leslie Jones on ABC, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Alicia Rossiter and Wes Coble. I want to thank Steve LeBlanc. I want to thank Melody Cooper from Vaughn.tv, the TV version of popular radio station Chicago WVON. And I want to thank our guests from Wednesday, Dave Cirolik and John Kamen from Radical Media, two of the key executives there. John is the chief executive, who, of course, don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., the premiere on HBO of David Byrne's American Utopia. And a quick up. We learned yesterday that when Broadway resumes, it will be back on Broadway. David Byrne will be doing American Utopia back on Broadway next year, probably around May or June. We'll keep you posted. If you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, please go to our homepage. Use it throughout the weekend. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. And as always, we love hearing from you. Oh, by the way, you also check out our podcast, available on Amazon Music, the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple TV, iTunes, Speaker Podcast, and TuneIn.com. And if, incidentally, if there are other podcast sites that are on and we don't know about them, you do, let us know, and we'll give them the credit. Excuse me, as our podcast affiliates. At SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember, we love hearing from you, so email me. And don't forget, our homepage is blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. Again, we love hearing from you. What's your thoughts about my comments today? What's your thoughts about where TV's at, where it's going? So email me, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, and on LinkedIn as well. And don't forget, our podcasts are also available now at MediaDose.com. MediaDose.com, the home of the Jack Meyer Leadership Conversations. Great, great columns about the world of TV. I post regularly there. So check out my columns, TV video download, Bobby Televised, at www.mediadose.com, and now you can check out our shows as well. Remember, we love hearing from you. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Till is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonberg, head of content. And the co-founders of BTR are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For one or two audiobooks and much, much more, it's audibletrial.com/televise. Makes a great holiday gift for you or someone you love. But Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a fantastic weekend. We are back on Monday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, and the iRadio Podcast. And if you like what we're doing, by the way, tell a friend. We love to get more and more people tuning in and participating. And by the way, whatever you're doing this weekend, please make it safe and make it great. And let's lift this pandemic now and forever. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.